Well, it looks like the second time was a charm. With the successful launch of NUDI, South Korea's homegrown rocket, a new era for Korea's space program has begun. I'm Brian June. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of KPC. It is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, and we just heard Davichi with fanfare, Pangpare. Now, South Korea successfully launched the nation's first domestic rocket into orbit earlier this week in its second attempt, opening up a new era of homegrown space technology that will lay the foundation for outer space excursion. Now, with the successful launch of NUDI, officially called the Korea Space Launch Vehicle 2 on Tuesday, Korea also became only the seventh country in the world to have developed a space launch vehicle that can carry a satellite of more than one ton, joining an exclusive club of spacefaring nations that includes Russia, the U.S., France, China, Japan, and India, meaning world in Korean. NUDI, weighing 200 tons and standing 46.2 meters tall, was developed over 12 years with exclusively homegrown technologies. Now, starting from 2023 to 2027, South Korea plans to carry out the NUDI Acceleration Project, which will send four additional rockets to space to boost the reliability of the NUDI space rocket. Now, the country is also planning its first lunar orbit project titled Danuri, or Danuri, however you want to pronounce it, slated to blast off on August 2nd from Cape Canaveral, Florida. So, with that great news, we're going to play a song for you guys. This is Kepler with Up. It's a new release, y'all. Alrighty, that was Kepler Up, and we're gonna have some quick announcements for you guys so you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free so you guys can listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr or KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, or you can follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. Now you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, download the Shok app or SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Alrighty, and if you guys are listening to us via podcast, make sure to rate us 5 stars. So we can get the word out and more people can know about our show and listen to me, Brian Ju, and of course, the KPC family. And with that said, we love to hear from you guys. So we have 2 songs that, of course, were requested throughout the week. So we have 2 songs back to back. First up, we have 17 with Donkyote, requested by Ray Lior. And right after that, we have Taeyeon with INVU. I just wanna feel the vibes. Who wants coffee? Who wants tea? Get ready. Guys, if you're tired, I'm here to refuel you. And if you are actually getting ready for bed, I'm going to wind you down, whatever it is, because we're going to talk about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Well, recently, we talked about Tom Cruise's visit to Korea for the promotion of Top Gun Maverick and how it's become the Hollywood star's biggest earner at the worldwide box office to date, not adjusted for inflation. And we've been hearing some positive news from the local film industry, which had been stagnated due to, obviously, COVID-19, such as the recent double awards from Cannes. And now, it looks like the local box office is also slowly coming back to life, thanks to the popularity of domestic domestic hits like The Roundup, which has already surpassed 10 million in ticket sales. Oh my gosh! We have some official figures from the Korea Film Council, KOFIC, that suggest the monthly box office revenue for South Korea last month nearly quadrupled compared to the previous month. Now, KOFIC also announced that the number of moviegoers reached 14.55 million in May, which was a 366% increase from the previous month as well. We are really happy to hear that a domestic film played a big part in raising those numbers, both for ticket sales, of course, and the number of moviegoers, as we know how the film industry has suffered over the past 2 years due to the pandemic. Now, The Roundup has been doing particularly well, rounding up, pun intended, over 7.7 million ticket sales in May alone since it's released on May 18th. There are more domestic films to look forward to, such as Cannes Best Film Director winner Mr. Park Chan-wook's Decision to Leave, which will open in just a few days on June 29th, and Alienoid, a highly anticipated sci-fi film directed by Choi Dong-hoon, which will open in theaters on July 20th. So fingers crossed, hope these films blow up literally and figuratively. We're gonna take a song break right now. Two songs back to back. We've got If We Ever Meet Again, 다시 만날 수 있을까 from Im Young Ung, and after that we have Don't Wanna Leave Tonight, 늦은 밤 헤어지기 너무 아쉬워 by Cassie or Casey. Your two cents. As you guys know by now, I love, and we here at KPC love connecting with our listeners and hearing your stories. Now, this is where we read your responses to our weekly question posted on our gram. So tell us about your personal experiences and your thoughts for a chance to win a prize. Now, our Y2C question of the week was, BTS's latest yet to come was number one on KBS's very own Music Bank this week. So we had to ask you all, what is your favorite BTS song and why? So we're going to get right into it because we know how much everybody loves BTS. Now, the first response is from Amanda Wong MW on FB. My favorite BTS song would be Magic Shot because that's when I started to listen to BTS songs. Also, I would play this song for my small baby girl. She was only around 1.5 years old to 2 years old back then, and she loves the song and would ask me to play it again and again so that she could listen to it over and over. She would fall asleep easily too when I played this song for her. I also love the lyrics that translates to, let's make a door in your heart. If you open that door and go inside, this place will be waiting for you. It's okay to believe. It'll comfort you. This magic shop, aww, it just makes everyone's hearts flutter. Actually, yeah, I've never actually listened to the lyrics like that. Like, when people translate it, actually is easier for me to break it down. Of course, you guys know that I'm originally from the States, so even though I speak Korean, it's always easier to evaluate and break down and understand lyrics when it's in English for me. So thank you so much, Amanda Wong, and I'm glad that you sent that in because I've never heard the song, so I'm definitely going to check the song out and see why your 1.5 to 2 year old baby loved it back then. Alrighty, now moving on, we have at Rona Rosiana on the gram. My favorite BTS song is 0 O'Clock because this song expresses the situation I felt for years. I've had many bad pasts even as a child, and it makes me feel tired and want to cry, but no one cares, even my closest people. This song also relieves my pain. In the lyrics, it says, and you're going to be happy, and that's what made me go on, that I'll be happy at the right time. Take a break, inhale, and exhale, knowing a new day will come. And the best thing about BTS for me is that even through songs, they really try to be an encouragement. That's very true, trying to reach everyone else through their lyrics. I agree with you. BTS is doing wonderful things, not through their music only, but you know, you guys, they've been to the White House, they've met the president, they're speaking up for, you know, all the Asian community out there. So I'm so proud that I'm a Korean American, and I'm so proud to see groups like BTS doing great things for this world, for this planet, spreading love and joy. And I just hope that a lot of people listening right now, if you're going through anything, listen to your favorite artists, listen to their music, and realize that life is too short to just hold on to bad things and just smile. smile. Right now in Korea, we're going through a bad thing. It's called monsoon season. I hate the rain, but I'm still smiling. All right, guys. Well, we're going to have to play a request from, the request we're going to play is from Amanda Wong, and the song is Magic Shop by BTS. We just heard Magic Shop by BTS, and we're going to continue with more responses. Next one is from Michelle P. Loretto from the FB page, obviously. Hello, DJ Brian. How are you? Just to share, the BTS song which I really like is Dope or Jodo. It was a song I first listened to and is how I got to know them. I actually started watching accidentally on TV while their music video was being played, and I started to like it, especially their choreography. It is really cool and I listened to it multiple times. How about you, Brian? Which BTS song is your favorite? Well, to answer that question before I forget, it is obviously one of their newer songs, Permission to Dance, because obviously, there's a lot of songs I like of BTS's, but Permission to Dance, because I have a little soft spot for one of my favorite artists, Ed Sheeran, and he wrote that song for them. So a little bit of favorite moment of music for me, and at the same time, a little bit of jealousy, I guess, because in my lifetime, if I could work with somebody when I was younger as an artist and had that opportunity, it would have been so mind-blowing. Like, I've always wanted to work with Michael Jackson, but that's not going to happen. So hopefully Janet Jackson or one of the Jackson 5. Who knows? In the future, fingers crossed. But great song choice. That is a very good song. Next, we're going to move on to at AJ underscore Akbina from the Gram. For me, my favorite BTS song was Answer, Love Myself, because this song really shows that we need to love ourselves first in order to progress. Amen to that. I agree. And my favorite lyrics is, you've shown me I have reasons I should love myself. So love yourself first. And we must embrace the flaws that we all have, because those flaws are our great weapon. I agree. I hope DJ Brian Hanson will play this song to let everyone in the world know that we must love ourselves. That is very true. I've always learned in life, like, you can't really learn to love other people or spread love unless you learn to love yourself first. Because if you love somebody else without loving yourself, you're kind of being a hypocrite, you know? You need to learn how to love yourself and just appreciate what you have, even your flaws. Because our flaws and our pluses are what makes us, you know? That's who we are as individuals. So learn to love yourself before you can love anyone else. There you go. Moving on, we have Harsha Nayak on FB, who also sent us a response. I love all hashtag BTS songs. Amen to that. But Make It Right is my favorite song because it's a very beautiful song which holds a very deep meaning. It is directed towards the people who understand you and are by your side. The music video is about a story of a boy and girl and also has a combination of clips from the Speak Yourself, Love Yourself tour. Now the girl is supposedly representing ARMY and the boy is representing BTS. The boy started out sad and lonely, but the girl came into his life and stayed with him. Wow, I never saw that video, so I'm going to have to check that out. So, with that said, we're going to play two great songs for you guys. We have the first one, the first request, BTS's Dope, Jada. And after that, we have BTS's Make It Right.
어서 와. 방탄은 처음이지? 준비가 됐다면 부를게.
We just heard Make It Right by BTS, and before that we had Dope, Jada, and we're going to keep with your responses going on right now. And you guys know that we're going to announce a winner, so if you want to find out who the winner is, you have to keep it right here to the end of our show. Now, moving on to our next response is from at Leslie X Lisa on the Gram. My favorite song is Converse High from The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Part 1. I remember getting to know more about them way back in 2015 and checking all their discography after listening to I Need You, What a Bop. At first, the title was the most eye-catching. I guess I like it because it reminds me of the year and that year and what I was going through. I was about to finish high school and didn't have a clue about what to do in the future. It was one of the most upbeat songs out of the mini album, and I'd rather be sad while listening to upbeat tracks rather than ballads, for example. What about you, Brian? Anyways, I hope you guys have a great week and have fun during the weekend. Well, I'm a little bit different. I'm actually one of those people who like to listen to sad songs when I'm having a hard day because I love to actually, it's therapeutic, but I love to cry. I like to tear up. I like to, it's like getting all the toxins out of your system in a way. And when you have like a hard day or you're emotionally just distraught or you're going through something, to be able to just cry it all out makes me feel so relieved. And surprisingly, once I cry it all out, I sleep better that evening as well. And everyone knows that I have trouble sleeping, so maybe crying is better for me. It's therapeutic. It helps me out. There you go. But also a great song choice. Moving on, we have the last response of the week. This is from Juliet Marin on FB. Now, my favorite song of BTS is Spring Day because it's very meaningful. No matter what you have been through, there's a spring day. That's true. The spring always comes. Even if you're in a different country without four seasons, it's cold all the time or hot all the time, it's still considered spring. And I have to admit, spring is one of my favorite seasons of the year because it's not too hot. That's when all the flowers and all the green grass is slowly coming out. You know, no more snow. The weather is always nice and clear, majority of the time. So I agree with you. Spring is something that really, you know, is meaningful to me as well. So with that said, we're going to play the two songs. But if you guys want to find out who our Y2C question winner is, you got to keep it right here because we're going to announce who the winner is right after these songs. Check it out. We have BTS, Converse High, and we have BTS's Spring Day, 봄날. Yeah. Alrighty, y'all. You know what time it is. I announced it right before the songs. It is time for us to announce today's winner for our weekly Y2C question. And the winner is Amanda Wong MW from FB. I'm sorry, I'm the only one in the studio right now, so I'm the only one clapping. But congratulations. If you're with your friends right now, celebrate because guess what? We're going to be sending you a prize. But to do that, you have to send us your email to, or your email address to, kpop@kbs.co.kr and keep an eye out for a prize in the mail. With that said, you guys, it is unfortunately time to wrap things up. And taking us out, we have two great songs. We have Mellow Manx with Invitation 초대, and then we have 자우림. It's a great song. 25, 21, 25, 21. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all can disconnect only after the songs. 네가 떠올라 얼어붙었던 내게 손 내밀어준 널 맞이할 준비를